You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is one of my favorite Janet Jackson songs.
Whoa!
This is a really good Janet Jackson
yeah,
song.
Yeah, it is.
We were talking about, what was it, Black Swan. What's the movie, the TV show you're watching?
Black Mirror.
Well, Janet Jackson's got Black Cat. You know that song, Black
yeah.
Cat? That's a good song.
Talented family.
We are at the Amerant Bank Arena, courtesy of Celsius, essential energy drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play. Get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Doug Plagan's going to join us this hour. You've got game six tonight here, 8 p.m. puck drop. Potential closeout game for the Cats.
Hey!
The game will be heard here. You can watch it on TNT and True TV. You can watch a local pregame on Scripps. That's Channel 39, Dade and Broward, South Florida's 9, Palm Beach County. I want to get the headlines, and I want to – there is some breaking news with the Marlins.
It's not breaking news.
Matt Mervis is not in the lineup against a righty.
Is it breaking when it happens once a week?
He is not in the lineup. That means he's benched.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Mervis, not in the lineup. You've got Connor Norby at DH and Eric Wagman at first base. No Matt Mervis in the lineup, which is great because tomorrow and Sunday, dude goes off.
That's it.
Couple days of rest.
Arrested him.
Yeah, he had the restaurant with the Aperol Spritz yesterday. I saw it on Instagram. Get a couple days of rest, and then for Saturday, Sunday, start jacking bombs.
That's why Skip benched him. He saw the Aperol Spritz. Man, you can't play for me.
Mervis.
Barely knew you. I'm talking about he going back down.
Listen, it will not surprise me seeing that press release one day.
Yeah.
Just to get him some ABs. What? I'm serious. Get him a couple. Dude hit 7 ding-dongs in the first month and a half of the season. Like, that guy is major league level. He's just got to be able to do something other than hit ding-dongs and strikeouts.
And now he hasn't hit one in what?
It's been a minute. No Matt Mervis in the lineup tonight. That just means more money to bet on the Panthers.
I'm going to put me some money on the Panthers tonight. Close it on
Panthers
out.
Are huge favorites tonight. By the way, I'll give you your road to a repeat. Sponsored also by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play. Get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're big favorites. Minus 240 tonight.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But I mean, maybe you take the gutsy approach if you want to bet the Panthers and hope they give up a quick early goal to Toronto just so you can live bet it at maybe even money. I think even if Toronto goes up 1-0, I would imagine Panthers will still be minus 140 or minus 150. Yeah. Go down 2-0, different story. But if you want to be gutsy, try to live bet them.
Oh, 5.5. I keep going the wrong side of that.
I know. This one you can't peg.
Because then they go 0-2. They win 2-0. Then they come back and score 6 goals.
I mean, the Panthers hit the over on their own.
I'm like, yeah, I'll leave it alone.
In game 5. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Mario Cristobal, to go over to college football for a second, was on with Joe Rose this morning in Hollywood, and he provided a Carson Beck update. You saw the video Carson Beck posted, I think in partnership with Caneswear, I believe. But either way, was throwing a pass, looked good, clean motion. Anyways, Mario Cristobal.
What is he talking about?
Had a good clean motion.
Good clean motion.
How's the course playing, as a matter of fact?
Fluid. Fluid motion. Core looked good. Stepped into it, Crowder. But Mario Cristobal said today that could be cleared as early as today, tomorrow, some point this week.
All right. Good news. See the first game. They announced it. Was it this week? Notre Dame is 7:30 p.m. primetime game.
Y'all, season depends on him.
Yep. Just like it did Cam Ward.
Yep. Yep. He comes back and balls.
That's the M.O., I think, for a lot of college football teams at this level.
Yeah.
Like, okay, bring in the right quarterback, make magic, bring in the wrong quarterback.
Do nothing.
Yeah.
Tonight, Panthers, obviously, and the New York Knicks are going to try to do the same thing. That's close out the Boston Celtics at MSG.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Knicks winning.
I think they're 2.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
3 now. They're up to 3-point favorites.
Let's see what Jalen Brunson's at tonight.
27.5.
Want to guess, Solana?
29.
30.5.
That's so smart.
Derek White. You want to guess what Derek White's at tonight?
Oh, it's funny to say 26.
21.5. They're expecting the same Derek White I'm expecting.
Derek White.
This is cool. The Dolphins just tweeted this out. A portion of Northwest 2nd Avenue between Northwest 59th Street and Northwest 62nd Street has been renamed Nat Moore Way in recognition of his unwavering dedication to the city of Miami and Miami-Dade County.
Very cool.
Yeah, Nat's a good dude. And he's a Gator.
Nat Moore just got a street named after him. Uncle Luke just got a street named after him.
We're next.
I don't know. I mean, we still got to figure out how to get rid of that Dwayne Wade Boulevard.
Have us a White Castle on the corner of Hawk and Crowder.
Literally a dream. Hey, you know that check cashing store at the corner of Hawk and Crowder?
It's just that one block.
Hawk and it's one literally block. Just a corner.
There's one block.
There's a big pivot podcast. Is it released yet?
It came out at 3:30.
It's out, yeah. I didn't want to give it away yesterday, so I didn't tell everyone where you were. I said you were interviewing a very famous college coach who is completely controlled by his 24-year-old girlfriend.
Okay, you kept it.
So I kept it close to the vest.
Close
yeah.
To the vest. Yeah, old Belichick.
So it's out. You released a Friday podcast. It's a rarity for the pivot. Yeah.
No, we do Tuesday and Friday, but we usually keep the big ones for Tuesdays.
Look at how he got dressed up for it.
Yeah, he cleaned up nice. Yeah.
It's actually dressier than CBS Sunday Morning, which had a hole in his sweatshirt.
Yeah, he's doing a tour for his book, Art of Winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he blessed us with his presence.
And?
As long as you're talking sports, he's all in if you're talking football. But you start talking about personal stuff, he starts doing the mumble and the one-word answers. And his old lady is different.
She's lurking?
She lurks. She kind of it's weird to know him as Coach Belichick running the entire organization as GM, head coach, talent coordinator, all that stuff. And then to see this tiny little 95-pound girl kind of pretty much telling him what to do.
Look at that. He wore a suit today for Good Morning America. I'm looking at the
Men's Warehouse.
Yeah.
So she was there?
She was there. She choreographed the open.
I got all the stories before the show started today. I got the uncensored look at old what's her name? Jennifer Hudson?
Jennifer Hudson is a big black woman.
She's got that line that she does before her show.
Jordan something.
Yeah.
Jordan.
It'd be funnier if he was dating Jennifer Hudson.
I don't know if Bill could deal with old Jennifer Hudson.
Wow.
Yeah, no, she was there and she kind of coordinates it. They had brand managers and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
What do you mean she coordinates it? Like, you guys are a successful podcast. You have a pretty decent formula. Like, she coordinated the
Well,
open?
I mean, CBS Sunday Morning's pretty successful show as well, and she seemed to have her paws all over that thing.
That's what I say. She has her paws on the situation. It's different. Like I said, it was weird to be with Caitlyn Jenner. That whole thing was kind of like her circle. It was weird to be around Belichick and Jordan, because it was just, you know, I don't see Belichick in that light, but he just smiled and nod.
Is he going to coach?
Yeah, you will see.
Oh, no, I know where he got hired, but, I mean, you had the report. I know Hawk thinks it's nonsense.
It's
I know
so
you think it's nonsense, but
nonsense.
It's worth asking.
Of course he's coaching. It's nonsense.
He's coaching.
He's coaching.
He was headed. He said, I have this media tour. Then I'm headed back to Chapel Hill because, you know, it's a big time. We're about to start spring training. And, you know, our guys over the entire team have gained 496 pounds of muscle this summer working out. Like, he's all into it. I doubted it until talking to him. He's about to try to make UNC a football powerhouse.
Wow. Well, Hawk, anytime you get insecure about your moves, just look at that picture of Belichick on the pivot.
He doesn't seem to care.
Oh, that's all muscle, though.
Yeah, he doesn't. He really doesn't seem to care.
He doesn't care.
Like, his hair's not even brushed.
No, no. And they had a glam team, but he didn't want to leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like even branding, like, we kept kind of telling him, like, you can't drink that water because they're not sponsoring us at all. And he just left it in his lap. Y'all kiss my butt. I'm drinking my water. Okay, coach, sorry.
It's bizarre, though, right? Like, if he's going to go for the young girl, like, the young girlfriend, and he's going to let her influence his life this much, it's wild to me that it all stops at his hair being brushed properly or dressing appropriately for an interview.
Or that she, being uber in control, allows that very easy stuff to slip out of her control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many of us have had your wife say, or girlfriend, change that shirt? It's not uncommon. And she's supposed to be this Svengali, but his shirts are wrinkled and ripped.
Well, sometimes you got to put your hoof down. Maybe that's when he puts his hoof down. Listen, I'll let you coordinate, let you email, I'll let you, you know, be CC'd on everything. Don't tell me to dress or, you know, brush my hair, brush my teeth, or shave. Like, leave me alone.
Fascinating.
It really. But I will say that when she walked in, he lit up, And, like, I don't know if it's – I don't – you know. It looked like there was some – there was chemistry there because he lit up, jumped up. They kissed in the mouth.
Bet there is on his part.
Yeah. They kissed in the mouth.
Like a, you make like, it sound nasty.
I mean, it's not sexy. I'll tell you that.
It is. It's just a, it's a description. They kissed in the mouth.
Very natural.
Tongue?
I got the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill. Billy.
It's why I'm drinking Pepto.
Billy.
Hey, did you know today? I didn't realize today is the day that Allen Houston hit that game winner against the Heat.
Why Solana? Do you? Why? What are you doing?
I didn't realize that when we were talking about the Knicks earlier. I didn't realize today was the day 26 years ago.
Are you trying to piss me off?
A little bit.
Solana, you were two.
Worst day of my life.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Also, happy birthday today, former Dolphins running back, Thurman Thomas.
I think he's known as the Bills running back.
It's A.J. Feely's birthday as well.
He was the next Marino.
I think that was pretty good. Terrible.
The Marlins, they have a three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays. Tonight's Barbie night at Lone Depot Park.
Nobody's going. Merv is on the bench.
That Barbie.
Stuck with 15,000 Barbie jerseys.
That Barbie's a good movie.
Lori got her Barbie jersey last year. The Marlins did it last year. She wore it to the Marlins game a couple weeks ago when we went.
That Margot Robbie's her name, right?
Never saw it.
I haven't seen that, but I've seen her in Wolf of Wall Street, and good God.
Great acting.
Oh, my God. She is a great actress.
She is. She's a... Barbie's good, though. A lot of point. You know what? You'll hate it because Will Ferrell's in it.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
And he's going overboard, Will Ferrell.
Yeah. I can't imagine what it looks like.
Yeah. It's a good movie, though. It has a lot of good meaning behind it.
Nah, I don't need meaning. I don't need meaning in my Will Ferrell Barbie movie. Yeah, thanks.
Like big business taking over.
I'll wait for the sermon at Temple to get something out of it. I don't need to get something out of the Barbie movie with Will Ferrell.
Like sexism.
Grow up.
Misogyny.
Grow up.
It's a good movie. Got the little that good looking white boy in there.
Yeah. He is a good looking dude. Who is that? Yeah. The guy who plays Ken.
Yeah, the Ken guy. I don't know, but yeah.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
There's some Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds. There's some good looking Ryan out there.
Yeah.
Change my name. I'm the best looking Randolph. I can't go with Channing because Channing Tatum got something.
Right, yeah, by a mile.
I'm the best looking Randolph in the world.
Willie Randolph from the Yankees. Remember Willie Randolph?
He looked better than me.
Oh, no.
Zach Randolph, Z-Bo.
Oh, I got him. Zach Randolph.
He looks like a Cooper Trooper.
Zach Randolph.
Do you know another person named Randolph? First name Randolph?
My son and my dad.
Randolph.
Ed Mortimer.
Well, yeah, from Trading Places.
I got him.
Yeah. Which one was Randolph? Was Don Amici Randolph? Which one was Randolph? Which one was Mortimer?
I don't know.
Because if it's Don Amici's a better looking dude than you.
Don Amici?
He was in Cocoon. Remember him in Cocoon? Amici.
He was 78 in Cocoon.
And dapper. You know, honestly, Don Amici is a great looking man.
Don Amici. No.
Yeah.
I got Don Amici.
Oh, Ryan Sense texting us. Ryan Sense.
Ryan Sense, good looking dude.
Oh, he kind of blows the whole theory out of the water, huh?
Ryan's are killing it 2025.
What's your real name, Ryan? Text us.
Ebenezer.
Your weather? Inter Miami plays on Sunday, 7 p.m. It's the Sun Pass Derby or the Turnpike Derby. I don't know. There's too many names. I don't know if one was ever solidified, but Miami, Orlando City at Chase Stadium, Sunday, 7 p.m.
I'm going to that game if the Panthers aren't playing on Sunday night. Would the Panthers, if they win tonight, would they play Sunday against Carolina?
Ooh.
I mean, are they going to play Sunday regardless?
That is a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know if the next round schedule is already.
It hasn't. I was just curious if it would make sense, right? If they would get Saturday off and then play Sunday in Carolina, or maybe not till Monday.
Probably not till Monday at least. Maybe even Tuesday, Hawk.
That's funny from Ryan. I said, text us your real name. He says, Alejandro. Makes more sense.
Settle down, rye bread.
Ralph Bellamy was Randolph.
I see the ticket wizard is listening on delay. I just got a text that says, the Scirocco, LOLOLOL.
Y'all were killing them in the Scirocco.
In the Scirocco.
So the ladies would get back in the Scirocco with
you. Ooh, and he started to shift gears from first to second. That was not automatic, baby. That was a manual Scirocco. Had his bagel emporium apron in the car in case he got called into work.
And y'all was killing Corrugate.
Killing it.
Y'all were allowed to have guests in y'all's dorm?
You remember, Barry? Remember Stephanie's cookies? Yeah, you do.
Scirocco.
Speaking of cookies, you saw KFC is launching a gravy-flavored ice cream?
That can't be real.
That's nasty.
Okay. Well, it's being released. So.
I don't believe it.
They see somebody got you on a website or something. That's nasty. Nobody wants to eat
that. I don't believe anybody got to me. I think KFC is launching a gravy flavored ice cream, and I have to tell you, I think it's a really good idea. You think about it, because you have ice cream of everything. Why not have ice cream of gravy?
Because it wouldn't taste good.
Yeah, it's not sweet.
I mean, isn't that the first?
You want broccoli ice cream?
Well, we know Cuno had the zucchini brownies.
Doesn't ice cream make everything taste good, though?
No.
No, because it's nasty. It got to be sweet.
It has to be a flavor conducive to ice cream.
Okay. I just think if you can make ice cream out of anything, you should attempt it. And gravy's next on the list.
Well, you can make ice cream out of anything, so okay. Go ahead and attempt it. become the funky Buddha of ice cream.
Even good stuff. Chicken wing ice cream. That's not going to be good.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm having a nice bowl of ice cream here. Oh, I'm choking on a bone. I'm dead. Oh, thanks, Solana.
Appreciate it, Solana.
All right, those are your sports headlines. Your weather.
Would you give me mouth to mouth if I dropped dead right now?
Well, I give you mouth to mouth.
Yeah.
I'm not kissing you in the mouth.
I didn't ask you to kiss me on the mouth.
Would I blow air into your lungs?
That's right.
If you just fell over.
Yeah.
And stopped breathing.
Yep.
Probably.
Really?
I would try to save your life.
That's nice.
I'd beat on, pump your chest. I don't know what CPR is, but I just do what I see with the movies. That's a weird question.
Yeah. Oh, look what's rolling over here. Look at this. Right before Doug Plagans gets here. Let's see what Chrissy's got on the cart today, Solana.
Ooh.
Let's see.
Any gravy ice cream?
What do we have here?
Oh, we got.
We've got the Slapshot Rib Sandwich.
Oh.
Where's that? Like a McRib? Is that like a McRib? Honestly? Holy mackerel. This is that? Hold on.
Oh, man.
The Slapshot McRib.
Oh, this looks delicious.
Slapshot Rib Sandwich. Wait a second. Who put the pickle on there? Foul. 2 minutes in the penalty box, Chrissy.
Chrissy.
What else do we have? Show me what else we have here. We've got the Cuban wrap. Everybody loves a Cuban sandwich. Oh, my God. A loaded baked potato.
Oh.
Everyone knows how I feel about a loaded baked potato. I see jalapenos on here, too.
Potato, too.
Holy mackerel.
That's the Stanley Spud.
Dude.
That is legit. Oh, there's a steak poutine wrap. Little shout-out to our Canadian friends who love poutine. Mm. Look at that. We got a steak poutine wrap.
That looks delicious.
Potatoes, a steak. That's special.
I mean, they're hooking us up here. Yeah, Plagans can't get here fast enough.
You're eating good at the game.
Look at that, Solana. Some plantain chips for you.
Oh, fire. Fire.
Time of our lives. I mean, look, it's got like crispy onions on this rib sandwich. I got to take the pickle off. I don't know what you got. I don't know. That's got to be Sean Thornton's idea. That's a bad idea right there. Look at that. It's got the crispy onions on it, Solana.
Oh, so good, man.
Yeah, that's something.
And I'm here goodness. With Jimmy.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. We'll have to sample some of these on the air in a second when Plagans joins us. Where do you get that rib sandwich again? Section 115? Section 115. All right, anything else in the headlines, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Hot, very hot. That is your weather.
All right, Doug Plagans is going to join us in the next segment. We're going to sample some of this delicious food that just got delivered to us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. And lucky for me, Crowder's the one lined up to do a live spot here. So I can jump right into this rib sandwich.
That looks delicious.
That's a great idea. Who came up with a boneless rib sandwich? That's my jam. I love that. Holy mackerel. Watch a hockey game, eat a McRib?
Yes.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Looks awesome.
Someone bring that pickle back to Thornton, though. I don't even want that pickle.
Leave Thornton alone, man. I don't know if we can beat him together.
I know I can't beat him.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That's... Here's some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Back at the Amerant Bank Arena. And they just brought us all this delicious food, and I'm not lying. This boneless rib sandwich is legit. Because Steph had some, too, and he's like, yeah, this this is a great boneless rib sandwich. I'm not lying. It's got those crispy onions on it. It's available at section 115. Because you know how long the line gets here for the turkey sandwich?
Yes.
Doug Plagan's with us. You know Plagan's. Have you ever had the turkey sandwich here?
I haven't. And
it's
as
famous.
You know, during a game, it's tough for it would be tough for me to get down into the...
Oh, you're such a professional.
Into a food line.
I mean, you can't miss a period to stand in line for the turkey sandwich. I mean, oh, how high and mighty. Doug Plagan's is with us here, by the way, the radio voice for your Florida Panthers. You will hear the game tonight on 560 WQAM, 7:30 pregame.
7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock puck drop, shortly thereafter.
And again, the boneless rib sandwich, I can highly recommend. That's available at section 115. The loaded potato is loaded. Like the loaded potato we're looking at here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's got sour cream, cheese. It's got tomatoes, or like almost like a picadillo.
Yeah,
and
onion.
It's got jalapenos, chives. Look at that, Solana. Holy moly.
Yeah,
you want
good.
Some of that?
Thank
you. Want a fork and a knife? I mean, we got a lot to eat here.
I know. I was chewing when the segment started. Kind of
I'm about to be chewing once I ask Plagan's a question.
Just cut him loose.
Amarant Bank Arena tonight. That is the place to be. Get some good grub. In your wildest dreams, Plagan's, can you have envisioned what happened Wednesday night happening? Like, I was so startled by the game that I saw. And again, I didn't think that they're, like, I had no worries about them winning or losing. I thought they're two evenly matched teams. I mean, they ran Toronto off the ice.
So looking back at it, and it's interesting to look back on the game, because as it's going and the Panthers are getting one goal after another, and from all different sources, I mean, you had four guys score their first goals of the playoffs in that game, six different players accounting for the six goals. As it's happening, you're thinking exactly that. They're running them out of the building. And the way it ended, and obviously with the building largely emptying out, and the Boo Birds were out in full force there in Toronto, which if you're the visiting team, that's music to your ears. It means you're doing something right when people start leaving and people start booing, and the booing the home team, of course. But you look at that game, and yeah, the final score was pretty lopsided, but Brad Marchand made mention of it earlier today when he was asked about it after the morning skate. And there were some plays early in that game. Remember, it was only 1-0 after one, and there was a William Nylander breakaway in the first period that Sergei Bobrovsky stopped. There was a chance at point blank that Simone Benoit had for Toronto that he just missed wide on. There were two or three, maybe four high danger, grade A-type scoring chances that, you know, if Toronto does get the first goal in that game, maybe, or if they even go into the first intermission 1-1 with the Panthers instead of down 1-0, maybe it is a different looking complexion the rest of the game. But the Panthers did what they had to do, and that's been the story of these last couple of games specifically. You look back at things really turned. Look at Toronto, up 2-0 in the series, up 2-0, 5 minutes and 57 seconds into game three. But I guess if you look at it, the way the Panthers responded, it's, I guess, just you know, just the way things have been as far as this team in big games in this era of Panthers hockey, and especially under Paul Maurice. There's no panic whatsoever. The game never changes. The game never wavers, and they got to what's made them successful these last couple of years, and now they've totally turned this thing upside down with a chance to close it out tonight, and I know everybody would love to see that happen. So, again, kind of a long and roundabout answer to your question. I was giving you a chance to eat that whole potato while I was talking. That was the whole point of the soliloquy I just gave you.
Appreciate it very much. I'm down in the media lounge. I'm phoning in from the media press room.
Went and got a coffee. No, Doug, what is that? Six different players score a goal.
Yep.
And I think Mike Cunha said, I think 17 guys or something have scored a goal.
First time since the 1993 Los Angeles Kings, who went to the Cup Final and lost to Montreal, first time that a team has had 17 different goal scorers in their first 10 playoff games.
That's crazy. What does that mean, though? Is it just we have a bunch of good players, or is it schematics?
Like,
because you're breaking.
And there's like chili on this potato.
That looks delicious. It smells good.
Channing and I are going to have a conversation for a
minute. Go right ahead. What are you guys talking about, hockey?
But what does that mean when you have to go that far back to see this, you know, to see those results?
So I think there are a few different layers to it. First of all, you just have to be a really good, well-balanced team to be able to have that many guys that can contribute in that way. You have to be playing well, of course. You've got a lot of guys that are confident. I think what that goes to as well, and I talked to Paul Maurice about this the other day. I asked him, you know, does it mean that you just have – a lot of guys, they have an experienced group and a lot of guys who just know what it takes. And he said he understood what knowing what it takes mean, but he took it one further and said he has a lot of guys that know what to expect this time of the year, know what the game looks like, know what, again, getting back to it, what you need to do to be successful in these kind of games. And, again, the Panthers still have – they have a lot of guys that are carryovers, obviously, from last year's Cup winner who've been a part of deep playoff runs. Tonight, for example, is the 82nd career playoff game for Alexander Barkov, which is the equivalent of a whole season, regular season worth of work, 82 games. Same thing goes for Matthew Tkachuk, both playing their 82nd playoff games in their careers tonight. Carter Verhaeghe is playing his 80th playoff game tonight. Anton Lundell, he's in the mid-60s now as far as playoff games played, and the guy doesn't turn 24 until the beginning of October. More playoff games played than anybody in the 2020 draft class, and it's not even close. So the Panthers just have a lot of guys who know what it takes this time of the year. As Paul Maurice said, know what to expect in big games this time of the year, and I think that's lent to a confidence, a swag, a healthy swagger, and an ability to just roll the lines. The other thing that we've seen from this team, it's been every line contributing, and it's been really great to see. And it's not even just on the score sheet, though they all really have been contributing on the score sheet, as that number would show. But yeah. It's a team that's just really equipped for this time of the year, and we're seeing it here right now.
Boy, I got a jalapeno there.
Did you catch any of our conversation?
What?
Catch any of what we were just talking about?
This potato is delicious. Anybody want a bite of this potato?
You want to share a potato? We can't share
so
a potato.
Good. Listen, I'm not touching this side.
I believe you've described your show before as a loaded potato.
This show, when it's...
See, I listen, even when I'm not on the show.
When
so
this
I listen.
Show is rolling, it is a loaded potato. And right now, my friend, it is a loaded potato. No, in all honesty, tonight, what kind of game are you expecting? Because Toronto was frustrated by the end of that game.
You can see it.
And do they come out frustrated? Because that wouldn't behoove them very much. I mean, they don't want to take stupid penalties. I mean, they're on the cusp of elimination. But you know how this Panthers hockey frustrates the opposing team. So I'm wondering what you're expecting tonight from them.
Well, I think if we're looking at both sides, I feel like we can sum up what we expect out of the Panthers in a much shorter, more concise fashion than wondering about Toronto based on what they're coming from into this game. The Panthers, this team's been at the Cup Final 2 years in a row. This team has plenty of experience at this point in closeout situations, knowing how to handle and navigate games like this. And I would expect the Panthers to come out, and they've gotten to a game that they know has worked year after year now, and they know what it's going to take here tonight. If they can, I know it's easier said than done, but if they can duplicate what worked in the back half of Game 3, what worked in Game 4, what worked in Game 5, if they can just repeat cycle and bring that into Game 6, you love their chances here. Toronto, on the other hand, you look at it in a number of different ways. They're coming off, a game where they can't feel good about what happened. They lost 6-1 on home ice in what a lot of folks up there north of the border, north of the 49th, called one of the biggest playoff games, if not the biggest playoff game that they'd played in potentially a couple of decades. So they did not get, obviously, what they wanted from that one. Does it help them getting out of the pressure cooker that is their home market to be able to come onto the road and try to reset things? I don't know. Maybe it does. But I think at the end of the day, you're going to see, and Paul Maurice talked about that this morning, both teams have a certain motivator going into this game tonight. For the Panthers, it's knowing that you go out and get a win, there's a prize. There's something waiting for you. If you get this done tonight, you get the ability to move on. If you're the Leafs, you come out and your motivator is you've got a different kind of desperation and a different kind of urgency because you know that if you don't win, that's it. that's it for the season. And who knows? I'm sure it's the last thing the players there are thinking about right now. But just based on all the rumors and everything flying around, who knows what that Leafs team could look like next year if they don't get it done this year, because they've been building this for quite some time. And they have not been able to get past round two of the playoffs. Remember, they got to round two a couple of years back, and the Panthers bounced them in five games during that 2023 run. So there are a lot of different motivating
factors.
That
place had to feel unbelievable on Wednesday night.
It was strange because the place was rocking going in, and the electricity around the city, it was crazy because you had this, I know we overuse the term, but pivotal game five. And I know, like I said, we overuse the term, but a game five when a series is 2-2, that is a pivotal game, because at the end of it, someone's facing elimination. So it was a pivotal game, and you could tell the whole city was looking forward to it. And by the first media timeout of the third period, people are heading to the exits.
Yeah.
And the people who were left were not thrilled, and they were letting the team know that they weren't thrilled. So yeah, it was a different feel as that third period went along. But again, looking at it, that's a really good team that won the division for a reason. They're loaded with top-end offensive skill. And so, like I said, certainly wouldn't be the craziest thing if they came out and played a great game tonight. The Panthers just have to be a little bit better than Toronto tonight, and they'll have a chance to move on.
Not that it should matter if the Panthers take care of business tonight, Doug, but what did you and perhaps Jameson Olive eat prior to Game 5? Because we know the Chipotle record was important going into Game 1. It didn't exactly work. We didn't ask you about Game 2. Didn't matter because the Panthers lost. What did you eat in Toronto that led to a dominant Panthers victory?
And we have to give Alex Solana the badge of honor here for getting to the most important and most important topic here. Thank you very much, Alex, because if you didn't bring it up, I was going to bring it up. We went back to the same Chipotle, and there was some discussion.
Wow.
There was some discussion going
wow.
in. There was discussion going in. I actually texted Jameson Olive the day before.
Gutsy.
And I said, because this is, I don't know if we revisited the subject, but game three, we did not, or I should say game one, we did not, or we went to the Chipotle. Game
right.
two, we did not go to the Chipotle. Not only did we didn't go to the Chipotle, we didn't even eat lunch together that day. Like, we changed the mojo up entirely. And then we had the discussion, and obviously the Panthers didn't win game two, so we had the discussion before game five. Do we, you know, 6-1 is still a pretty good record. That's what the Panthers record was when we went to that Chipotle. Do we go back to the same Chipotle? We looked at it as our version of crossing the streams in Ghostbusters.
I am shocked.
They said not to do it.
I am shocked.
But we did it.
I am shocked.
And it got the desired outcome.
Crazy. Wow.
So, Solana, thanks for getting to the hard-hitting stuff there. Because
would you have owned up to this if they didn't win?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
That's so silly. You go burrito at Chipotle, right, Doug? You go.
I went bowl both times. You know, I was on about a three.
Double protein?
No, actually. I used to. But I went bowl both times during this series.
Wow.
I was on about a three-year run of burrito every time.
Well, hockey guys, like hockey
burrito
guys,
had a
like,
long win streak.
Yeah,
you want to bite in, you want to hold something. Burrito, I love a burrito bowl. You know, Doug, like I'll go burrito bowl, but you're manlier than me.
I like the burrito. Sometimes they fall apart, but
they have to be perfectly constructed.
Yeah,
don't give me a bad burrito, and don't do the patch.
Oh.
I got no time for the patch.
Oh, where they like stick a different piece of
bread. Yeah, they go, oh, yeah, no problem. It's bursting through. They go, yeah, here, you'll never notice.
I'll never notice. I'll tell you this, though.
I got four levels of, and the thing's going to fly right off now. You're not fooling anyone with the patch.
There's an art to it, though, because
like
no
a
matter
hair
what.
Piece. Like a hairpiece you recognize a mile away.
Got you.
But the professionals.
That burrito is a hairpiece.
The professionals are way better at rolling a burrito than I am. I try to do
I
it.
I could never do it.
Falling apart
I could
everywhere.
Never do it.
I basically have to resign to the fact that I'm making a burrito bowl. Even if I put it in a shell, it's going to wind up being a burrito bowl.
You still got a bowl.
All right. Doug Plagans will be
burrito?
On the call
what
tonight.
Is
that is a wrap.
Oh, okay. I got
it's
you.
Similar to a burrito, but it's a press.
Remember when Taco Bell did the grilled stuffed burrito?
Oh, I mean, listen.
Cheese.
You're not gonna get an argument out of me. That was good stuff. What is that? Is that the Cuban?
Yes, it's off.
Yeah,
the
that's pressed. Like
yeah,
that's it's
no, plantain chips there. You can take those home with you and pack them in your lunch tomorrow.
That's a gift for you for tonight's broadcast.
Thank you.
I want you to have these plantain chips.
I love plantain chips.
Who doesn't love plantain chips? Look at these. These are the Natura brand plantain chips. And I want you to have these. All guests of the Hockman and Crowder Show get a...
I believe that's a product of Miami, too. Look at the bag. I
think of plantain chips that are covered with some ground beef.
Yep.
And,
says Miami right on the back.
Whatever.
Local.
The first person ever to get them.
It does. This has like bean...
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie. It's been a bit of a tornado of food eating up here, really between me and Steph. It's not, I don't know if anybody else has partaken in quite the way that I have. Ate a half of a loaded potato during this segment.
That just means I talk too long.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm not lying. People coming to the Amerant Bank Arena tonight, section 115 is where you get this boneless rib sandwich. You want to treat yourself tonight? That's a hockey meal right there. Oh, yeah.
Then, in the intermission, you go up to 318 and get that half-baked cookie from our
Pizza. Remember Stoner's Pizza brought us those half-baked cookies? Holy mackerel.
Stoner's got some food.
Then you go to Funky Buddha Tap Room right downstairs, across from Pantherland.
Gloves off.
Gloves off.
Then you go to the Mr. Softy Stand and get ice cream nachos.
Mr. Softy Stand for ice cream nachos.
And you might not make it to the car. You might have a medical event. But...
And you wait for Plagans or Crowder to give you mouth-to-mouth when you pass out.
Giving anybody mouth-to-mouth.
Plagans, have a good broadcast tonight. Doug Plagans tonight, 560 WQAM with Billy Lindsay, 7:30 pregame, 8 p.m. puck drop here in Sunrise. Thank you, Plagans.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you for being honest about what went on at Chipotle.
Always.
It takes a real man to be honest.
I would never lie about Chipotle.
All right.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hock and Crowder.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.